Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you
We're here in the listening in D.C. I'm your host, Steve Patterson. Welcome and thank you for joining our show this evening. Met a lot of new people this week, so welcome to all those new people. Hope they tuned in to our show. And, you know, you can always call us at 563-999-3050, and we can talk about your things if you want, but right now you need to have some high energy. Stick around.
Thank you.
is happening here in this new room, D.C. I'm the host, Peace Alaka. We just had something that we wanted to get off and talk to the people a tiny bit about whatever y'all wanted to talk about. And it seemed like everybody forgot my telephone number and all that, but that's cool and whatnot. So I'm putting the music on just for you so you can go ahead and get your little topic ready and get your thoughts ready. And you want to chill out with me in the meanwhile. I don't drink, but you're welcome to do TP. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening here. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and do what we're going to do. Get into some things. A few more seconds. Man. Look for something and find out why people is all against each other.
Here you go. Junior, mama call you. Brother, he out there with them ants again. So he claim he can talk to him. Pat, go out there and get your brother.
I saw a red ant crying, cause the black ant was walking on his heels. Saw a black ant crying, cause the white ant was trying to steal. Saw a white ant crying, yeah, cause nature refused to pay his bill. But nature cries too, but nature cries too. Nature says, don't stop me crying. Y'all don't want to see me cry. Y'all going to dinner, all three of y'all go together. All went together when they finished eating. When they finished eating, was the one happy fella. Nature cries too. He went back to crying again. Mr. Red and Nature said, Mr. Black and Nature said, Mr. White and Nature said, you made your own bed, you make your own bed. Gave me everything I could. Nature cries too. I cry up a hurricane. I cry up a tornado. Don't stop me to crying. I'll send you El Nino. Nature said, Mr. Red Ant, got gold up in them mountains, yeah. Nature, won't y'all dance? White ant was trying to steal. So white ant crying. Cause nature refused to pay his bill. But nature cries too. Nature cries too. Nature cries too.
come, I come. They my run, come one piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to play a bend up on them turntable. They my run, come one piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to play a blend up on them turntable. So long blender, I ram down star. Promoter never pay no money at all. Walk from gimme bit to Lionel Town. Trying to reach home before I drop down. And I have my family to bed. Cause I know there's no food in the place. I was away all night. But I knew everything would be right. Now they my run. Come on, piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Now everyone is willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. They my run. Come on, piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. Back in the days they used to call me Bubba Doo. Shirt the tear and me never have no shoe. I pray to Jah for a brighter view. Angel link me with the Star Trail crew. They my run. Come one piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Now everyone is willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. They my run. Come one piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. Me never used to have bad mind. And me never take no part in crime. I only try to sing my best. Thank you, Jah, you've done great. Now the time has changed. And me not go rearrange. I've got to keep my humility. While Jah bless my ability. They might run. Come on, peace at the vendor. Do anything to be a fan club member. Now everyone is willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. They my run. Come on, piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to spin a blender on them turntable. So long blender, I ram down south. And promoter never pay me at all. Walk from gimme bit to Lionel Town. Trying to reach home before I drop down. Back in those days they used to call me Bubba Doo. Fancy cheer and me never had no shoes. I pray to Jah for a brighter view. And I link me with the Star Trail crew. They my run. Come on, piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Everyone is now willing and able to spin a blender up on them turntable. They my run. Come on, piece of the blender. Do anything to be a fan club member. Now everyone.
Yeah, back here in the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Alakalani. That right there, I'm a brother in Everton Blender. He just pointed out a story, and that's what gave me a thought just now. It's like, when you're coming up and you're struggling, people don't even want to give you a blind or give you a strength or make you go through or nothing. And then when you make it, boy, they're your friend, they're your everything. They know you was going to make it and all that. And boy, you know, people had to write songs about that, how it's treacherous out here, for real, for real. People don't really care about one another on no level. So, like I heard, you know, you got to take care of yourself out here. And that sounds cool, but, you know, the faith of lost the father has something different. But, you know, it's all for one and one for all. And in that manner, there's no failures. And, you know, we had a good start. And then we had 30 years of infiltrators and traitors and backbiters and everybody coming inside. Just like any other organization of people and whatnot. And now people have made up their mind. They're going to do something different. So, hey, that's what we're doing out here in the real world. But we're holding on to the tenets of Lost and Far Right all the time. And it's up to people to make up their mind if they want to do what they got to do. But the first thing I need everybody to do is before you call 563-999-3050, press the number one. Before you do that, check this out.
Get up. sure your girl just moved to the joint in the club in the car for crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. My man and mommy's in Victoria Tong. I get my rhyme on dust, guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you've impressed them all. Come on. Rapping start that it's all. Finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up, my motto you heard. And I'm gonna test me, it's a felonious word. The girls move it around. If you see your main dog, it's the brother of town. And just, breathe and stop, for real. And give it what you got. And just, breathe and stop, for real. And give it what you got. And give it what you got. And give it what you got. And give it on the block. And give it what you got. Another thrill, you the meanest of eyes. I want to feel you the biggest size. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag. Or the polo jeans or a doobie bag. You hold the door, alright? We coming to try to hold it down for the night. Big move got the G like you got the and girl, you got the gift. Turn it over the page. Usher in all of y'all to a brand new age where status really don't matter. Everybody get right to the pitter and batter. Come on. Make a move, setting precedent. Entering your residence, the whole thing is decadent. And the feeling is true. I'm seeing me and my crew, you seeing black and blue. So let's go for the ride. Strap yourself in tight, and if you're bonafide, then just breathe and stop for real, and give it what you got. And just breathe and stop for real, and give it what you got. And give it what you got. And keep it making it hot. If you're on the block, and give it what you got. Come on.
Yeah. Back here in Richmond, D.C., I'm a little speechless. I don't drink, but I guess, you know, that song right there, Tequila, with David Sanborn, you know. People drink, they get their groove on, they calm down and whatnot. And I don't know, I don't drink. That was my tequila right there. So that's what's happening here on the listening in D.C. We're coming up with things to reason about at 7 o'clock all like this. We're just tuning in and getting the music right. Saying hi to everybody that we got to say hi to. You know what we got to do here on the real world. You know what? Yeah, so that's where I'm at with it. You can always hit me up at 563-999-3050. That's the number one. Let me know. I'll start talking when you start talking. Or maybe I'll answer a question. You know, maybe we just got something else going on tonight. You see? Yeah, you might not be quiet on earth. You see? You can try to tell it. A lot of stuff going on, people changing their lives, changing their minds, changing the whole dynamic of how people live. So people don't have no rules anymore. So they just say, do whatever makes you feel good. So that's what people doing. I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to do my lane dance. Check me out.
had me thinking I could never make it. All the good as a lesson to me, the only thing in reality. Cause no one would ever wanna take a chance on me.
Yeah, we back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Chief Arthur, and trying to tell you, people be doing all types of stuff in the real world, you know what I'm saying? You see somebody number one here pressing number one. Yes, brave person, you must be brave. You push the number one. Peace. Yeah. Anyone there? Are we there live? All right. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do about that. We're going to try something else. So that's what's happening. You push the number one, you don't get any time. You're like, oh, let's change the count. Yeah, we're back here and listening to DC. I'm your host, Steve Allison. We're trying to see what the technical difficulties was here for my people. Peace.
What's the deal?
Man, I don't know, man. People are like, I couldn't get through switchboard and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I'm going through it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they just telling me I need to elevate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Elevate, motivate. Yeah, step the game up. Yeah, I was thinking about talking. It was like, yo, I'm not one of them talking people. I'll talk to a person, but just talking, I ain't never done that, talking at people, because that's kind of like when people actually talk to you, they don't understand the words they're speaking to you could be detrimental to their health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. When you're listening to them, then you got to think about how people are talking to you and stuff. And you got to be calm about everything you say in response.
Right.
You know? And then they go, I didn't mean that. Like, yeah, that's what you said. I didn't think I was that uneducated where I wouldn't understand what you were saying. But hey, sometimes people are smarter than they look. Yeah, so what's going on,
bro? Man, everything's good. Just on the road here, out and about.
Okay.
Checking out the show. Just checking out the show. Just catching the vibes, just chilling, checking out the show, really. Rolling around town.
I hope the music is all right for your riders. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I was checking out that butter. That was that song Bad Boy, Junior Mafia did. But I don't know who did the original, okay. But I know that's from the hip-hop. From hip-hop, but I forget who did the original.
Well, I have to go back to the song and tell you which one it was, because that was my point.
That sounded like
Young is taking the jazz music and cutting it up, and then they don't get no credit to the musician. They don't get no credit to the musician. Or no money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we be like, yeah, we got to find a way to tie into that money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something. But I understand it's every man for himself, and everybody got family and stuff, so I understand that first, and nobody's ever going to get around to being in a community, because we in such a tank right now, and you wouldn't even believe it. Most of the people being in the tank don't even believe it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So what's the word, man? You got something good going on? You want to tell the people something or what?
Shoot, man, check out Listening Room Philly on Monday, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But other than that, I'm just chilling, listening tonight. I ain't going to talk too much, but,
All right, that's what I was at, man. I was on some vibing, man, get to smoke this joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And put on some nice music and see how far I can go for the next hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, well, you just stay tuned, man. Give you a listen to something. I'm going to go ahead and start a fire, all right?
All right.
Yeah, we back here, y'all, and listening in DC. I'm your speech, obviously. Yeah, I know a teacher. I know a teacher. What do you think, JT?
That was funky.
Yeah, man, I went back and dug out some old music. Try to burn this and get back to the old people stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, new people stuff don't work. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work with the young people, but they got to get it. Like, you trying to put an hour into the music and trying to get 10 hours worth of music out of it. And it's like, nah, man, you got to put 10 hours in just to get a good hour. It's the opposite.
Yeah,
just to get the right mix to get everything you need. So one's got to take time out and understand the business of the thing. COVID is almost over, I guess, for some people. So we're going to go to the parlay. You know, it's over. So, they say they got a different strain coming out.
Yeah, I'm about to say they're talking about the Delta strain. Man, they crazy, man.
Yeah, and the people that got the shot are the ones that got the COVID.
Yo, man, this brother was on the Instagram. I forget his name, but he was like, "Look, if you didn't get the vaccine, you need to stay away from people that got the vaccine because they're gonna give you some." He's talking about some protein, some shit in the vaccine. I was like, man, you know, they talk people with something that they're going to give you anyway. You know what I'm saying? He was like, stay away from people that got the vaccine. I'm like, yo, you know, it's too much. y'all are crazy. Not anyone in particular, but Dr. Fauci and all these people are like, man, they crazy, man. They crazy.
Oh, man, yeah. I asked you about four times. I had a thing on mute. Excuse me, man. Did you get your shot?
No, sir.
Okay. You ain't getting that and get that free shot, man.
No,
get that free
sir.
Shot,
get,
man.
Get that bucket of fried chicken for a free shot. I sure did not.
Yeah. That's right. You ain't get that
somebody
chicken, man. You should have got that free bucket of chicken.
I bumped into somebody the other day. She was like, After she greeted me, somebody bumped into the other. She was like, hey, you know, gave me a little fake hug. Oh, hey, what's going on? And before she left, she like, did you get your shot? I said, I sure did not. She was like, oh, goodness. Get out of here. Dumbass out of here. You know, like if people don't know, black people in particular, if you don't know that that Tuskegee was just an experiment, you know what I mean? Like, do your research, man. White people are in trouble, too. A lot of white people know, but most of them think they say, y'all ain't safe either. they just start with Negroes. They just start with the Negroes, and then y'all are next. It's like the crack epidemic. Like, come on, man. Y'all don't see what's going on? But, you know, then you can't participate in anything. They see it.
Yeah, but they don't want to go. They don't want to go to the gambling house, so they're going to gamble with each other life. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
And people got this careless thing right now, but it's just careless, so I ain't really checking for it personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't checking for it, but that's what it is, man. That's what it is for me, man. I ain't trying to get no shot. I don't want nobody around me that talk about too much shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You might start mutating in front of me, you know what I'm saying? Turn into a zombie. Yeah, for real, bro.
They talk about people gonna be turning into zombies all the time. I'm like, yo, man, I don't know why people turn into zombies, but I know that I do not know. First of all, I don't even know what these cats put in my food, let alone a vaccine. Like, come on, man. I can't even explain to you what they put in the food. Let alone a vaccine. I've heard what they put in it, but you know, I wasn't in the lab, so I can't really tell you. But nah, man,
mm-mm.
I don't even know what's in my. I don't even know what's in the water, let alone a vaccine.
Nah, man, my son wanted to watch. I think he's six. He wanted to watch The Matrix 3 times. I'm like, man, that Matrix is old like dirt. He's like, but I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Man, I saw something. So you know, he saw it. And then,
you saw the illusion. That's what you saw.
Yeah, so when I'm watching with him, I'm like, but they was killing the people and making the people eat themselves. That's the fluid of the people.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, you just inhuman.
You know what? See, but that's real. And then Like I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, you know, we talking about McDonald's. I said, well, you know what I mean? You trying to eat aborted fetus, then go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But they looking at you like you crazy whole time. These cats are putting aborted fetus in a whole lot of stuff and just making it an ingredient. Meanwhile, they turning niggas into cannibals.
Right.
Unbeknownst
to
you.
Man.
Like you're literally a cannibal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's just... It's crazy.
Wow.
It's really crazy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I answered your question, but I'm trying to stay as far away from any vaccine as I can.
Okay, and that's the next day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Y'all was going to say if it's necessary. Because if it's necessary, then we got to do what we got to do, you know? So,
yeah.
I'm not telling people not to take it, but... You know, people around here, they didn't take it. People snuck them out of the house and gave them the children of the first round of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of that. That's part of their evolution. You know what I'm saying? Because they do whatever they want to do. So they feel like they're going to do whatever they want to do. So. Ain't no way to do, God. Just sit back and... Be free.
Man, my first son, I'm just tell a quick story, but my first son, you know what I mean? Like, I went into them vaccines because the doctor, first thing she did, this doctor lady, first thing she did after he was born, we go to the doctor's appointment. She pulls out about 6 or 7 vaccines, puts them right in front of me. So I was like, what's that? She's like, oh, this is it. I said, oh, we ain't doing none of that. So... You know, his mom's a bitch ass nigga. So excuse me if I'm not allowed to cuss on this show, but I don't know what else to say. So his mom being a bitch, not dissing female, but just being a bitch to the system or whatever. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble. No, you're not. Like, nah, man, you don't need none of that stuff. So, you know what I mean? I go to first couple doctor's visits, he ain't getting nothing. Next time I call, oh yeah, well, I got a missness. Man, you got him the vaccines, yeah. I told you not to get them. Well, the doctor, all right, click them. Click.
What the hell
do I care? What did I tell you to do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You go ahead with that white lady that don't have no clue what's going on. She's just reading some books and doing what her curriculum tells her. I was like, okay, you a chump. You one of the people that doctor tell you to jump off a bridge, you wanna jump off a bridge. You know what I'm saying?
If they feel like it's good for them, they'll do it.
Yeah. And it's like that British Nazi, whatever, prince, whoever the hell he is, what his name is, he said he wanna come back as a virus. This white cat said he want to come back as a virus and take out however much is a part. Like, come on, y'all think they give a damn about us? No, they don't. They're trying to get rid of us. And I saw the other day my daughter sent me a TikTok post with a robot cooking a cheeseburger. I don't know if I said that the other day, but they had the robot. That robot was flipping a cheeseburger. Like, you know what I mean? The cheeseburger was perfect, mind you. So I was like, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to, it only starts with self-checkout. They're just trying to get the daggone, get the ball rolling. Like, we don't need y'all. We're out of the Industrial Revolution. We're past that now. We don't even need y'all no more. So, yeah.
Well, that's how it's going on right here. So I'm staying out of the way. You don't need me. Keep moving because I need my ass. So it don't come from me. That's how I'm treating it.
Yeah.
My ass don't come from you, so let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the post that were going around when people that had got the vaccine and they were sticking metal up to their arm and the metal was sticking like a magnet?
Yeah, that's been going around
for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, because metal is in the vaccine, so that's the track where the virus goes when they inject it in you. Like I said the last time, the x-rays and all that stuff. So they can track it where it's going. The metal is in the vaccine going through your body, so they could tell which areas are
poison.
Yeah, but you know, that's two more joints away from what we're talking about now.
Yeah,
man. I ain't taking none of it. That's, you know, I have to. Real for
yeah.
this. I'm not trying to be in none of that at all. But I think the people have been misled. I think they've been misled. You know what I'm saying? Personally.
I think so. I know so. And it's not, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Dr. Fauci's emails have proven that the people have been misled. Like, it's all been exposed. That's what's crazy. And people are still acting like it hasn't been exposed. Like, I don't know. They say some people are asleep and some people are awake. Some people don't want to wake up. I don't know, but it's definitely, they're definitely trying to depopulate the planet.
Well, let me do this one song, Miss Led, and I'll be right back with you here.
All right.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. I'm listening in D.C. I'm the host, Steve Tyler. Yeah, what's up, JP? What did they say?
Yeah, I'm right
getting
here.
That paper.
Yeah, that's
paper.
What's going on tonight, yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You should get it on, bro. Yeah.
But yeah, I see how everything is crazy. Everything's opening back up, but they talking about this new Delta. Like I just like it's playing games. Feel like somebody
right.
Playing games with a
cell phone. Well, I ain't really feeling that game right there, bro. It's kind of
that's
dangerous.
What I'm saying. I ain't trying to play it either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I see a number up here. I'm on. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, you saying what you saying. Go ahead, bro.
No. I was saying some jobs are making it mandatory, like one of them hospitals being sued by a lot of the nurses and the staff. But they're like, we don't want to get that shot. But they, you know what I mean?
Right.
Some people, they've been reported some of the younger people have been dying. Their heart's swelling. They say they're trying to make people infertile with it and all that bullshit. There's all types of stories about that.
No, I ain't trying to be in the middle of it, bro. Let me see what we got here.
Sorry.
I don't know. I'm staying away from it, so peace, fam.
Yeah,
peace. What's happening?
I don't know. JP talking about these shots, and I just not feeling getting one or two or none. I'm trying.
Well,
we're trying
I mean,
to
see, I don't know whether it's toxic or not. What I do know is that it hasn't been around long enough for anyone to truly make a proper determination. And that's the cause of my trepidation, and I'm quite sure that it's the cause of other folks' trepidation as well. We've all seen plenty of products, plenty of commercials, and quite honestly, they really need to ban pharmaceutical commercials on TV. All right, but we've all seen these commercials where instead of you going to your doctor and him suggesting whatever kind of medicine that you may need, now they went straight to retail. All right, they bypassed the doctor, just went to the TV commercial and say, okay, when you go see your doctor, tell him to prescribe you this. And then a couple years later, what happens? You see another commercial. And that other commercial says, if you've taken so-and-so a drug and you are now suffering from such-and-such, you may be eligible for a class action suit. That's my problem in a nutshell. It just hasn't been around long enough for anyone to really be able to make a proper determination of what any potential side effect could be. All the other conspiracy stuff, you know, we've done Conspiracy Tuesdays. When I aired my show on Tuesday on Dirty Basement Radio, we talked about different kind of things, and we had fun with it. But beyond the conspiracy theories, you know, there has to be some kind of cohesion as far as what's fact and what's fiction.
All right, I'm with that. Well, I'm not going to be a guinea pig at the moment for that process to happen. Personally, I ain't trying to do it. Sorry. Mm-mm. So, I don't know. What do you think, JP? You ain't trying to be a guinea pig, right?
Hell no. But my thing is, since when, especially black people, since when did we trust the government for anything? Except for free money. Okay, maybe free money. Okay, who doesn't want some more money? But as far as anything else, even your education, like this government lies about everything. Why would they tell you the truth? No one has done. It hasn't been around long, like Sincere said. But people are still getting paid out the wazoo. Just like they don't test the megaton bombs they drop on little children, they don't test those either. But somebody, Lockheed Martin's getting paid off of it. So they're not going to test this witchcraft that they're giving us, because pharmaceutics means witchcraft in Greek. don't know if people know that, but it means witchcraft. That's what it means. And that whole sign is a whole other thing. But pharmaceutics means witchcraft. So we're going to the witch doctor getting some shit that we don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they get paid off of those vaccines. Sometimes the doctors even get in advance to give you a vaccine. So they're getting paid.
Now, of course they're getting paid. That's their job. Though none of us work for free, but here's the problem that I have with part of what you said. No, we don't trust the government. But as a black community, and I know you're not particularly fond of that word, but as a black community, what alternative have we set up? Zero. We complain about what exists. We are constantly, continuously talking about the problem, but never potential solutions. That's a problem in our community. All right. I see people post, and I saw a fellow post something about the Asian community, and I've seen the meme a couple of times about how the Asians got, you know, a bill passed. They didn't have to march in the streets and this, that, and the other thing. And underneath his post, I said, you know, he said, well, what do y'all think about that? And underneath his post, I put a simple equation. I put community cohesion plus economics equals political power. We have neither one of those two things. Our communities are in an uproar. Men and women aren't getting along. There's a war of the sexes in the black community that's being played out in public. Our black women have no respect for the black man. They have no problem calling you trash and everything else that they can think of. All right? So shit needs to get in order. We want to rail against the system without having a system set up for us. That's a problem.
Well,
you don't trust the educational system? Set up an alternative educational system.
Some systems have been set up and they've been destroyed. Like I was listening to El Malik Taj El Hyde earlier, Shabazz. He's one example of someone who tried to set up a different
Hold on a second. I need you guys to really clean up your background. There's too much noise.
Excuse me. That's JP driving. You got that, speakerphone.
That's me.
On.
That's me. I can't clean it up right now. So I just want to talk.
All right, then we might have to put you on mute because it's way too much noise. I don't know if you could roll up the window whatever.
I'll mute myself. I'm on a porch right now. I'll mute myself, but I'm on a porch. But I was saying real quick, black people have been trying to set shit up. It's not happening. Black people are done. There's a few of us that are going to make it, but it's not happening. I'm just saying that in a nutshell.
All of us are not supposed to make it. All right? All of us are not supposed to make it. As my father taught me years ago, and, you know, with Father's Day coming up, a big shout out to all the fathers out there. May peace be upon the soul of my father. But as my father taught me a long time ago, he said, there's going to be a lot of us that need to be the first ones to go. Because a lot of us are holding us back. We need to clean house. And if you honestly think that it's over for black folks, then shit, we might as well just go in the woods, lay down, and die now.
Like that's going to happen. Right, okay, all right, cool.
Because the brother said it's over for black people. Yeah, that's what he said. He said it's over. So if it's
It's over for most people. They just don't know it yet. I'm just fast forwarding. No.
Well, I'm not talking about any other community right now except ours. All right. The only community that I'm talking about is our community right now. I really don't care about anybody else. All right. Because
what community are you talking about? Are you talking about all black people? Are you talking about people that live here or people that came over here from somewhere else?
I'm specifically if you're a black person, all right. Now, I'm particularly talking about the so-called African American who has a legacy here in the country. If you just got here yesterday, all right, some of this stuff may not necessarily apply to you, all right. But I'm talking about the Black American community right now in particular, all right, because that's the community that has the most problems that are played out in public. They're played out in public. And all these other communities, if you think they haven't been studying and continue to study the foolishness, the pathologies, and everything else of the Black community, and look at that shit and say, this is exactly what we don't want to do, then you're mistaken, because they are. And they've been doing it for years. And say, okay, no, we're not letting our women act like this. No, we're going to control the economics in our community. No. I mean, there's stores in my community, in your community, all right? I'm quite sure, all right? Sign might be up for sale. And the next thing you know, it's not one of us behind the counter. It's somebody else. We'll let that shit sit there for 6 months to a year. Won't pool our resources. Won't do none of the shit that we say, collective worker responsibility and all this other kind of stuff. We won't really do it. And then somebody else will come in the community and we'll flood that store in and out all day, buying whatever we buy, making them rich. And they don't even live in the community. They take that money, leave, and take it someplace else. And we want to complain. It sat there unoccupied for 6 months, as my example. All right, there's a couple in my community. I said to one of the two of the guys, yo, listen, there's a store right here. All right, it's a good location. There's not another store nowhere within maybe a quarter of a mile. You have a monopoly on this whole neighborhood. Let's put our money together. Blah, blah, blah. But then the next person comes in and we want to complain. Makes no sense.
Only thing I know is that's a fact. That's a fact all over Earth. That's the way that we act, and it's only because only a few gonna make it anyway. It's only a few gonna be there making it. So
everybody only a few wants to post, brother.
Yeah, I ain't mad. I'm just trying to keep myself afloat until I get to where I'm going. So I got my boat full. You know what I'm saying? For real. So that's what I was at with it. What's going on this Saturday, DJ Sincere?
Oh, man. What am I going to do this Saturday? I don't even know. You know, we have I don't even know right now because I've been – every week I come on, I say, okay, we're going to take it easy. But then I got something on my mind or something at the last minute will come up, and, you know, it'll be something that I feel compelled to speak about. So definitely stay tuned to my social media, Twitter and IG, at Dirty Basement, DRTYBSMNT. All right, for the latest, of course, we're going to do the world-famous Go or No segment, where we analyze a lot of independent and not-so-independent songs. I'm going to be playing a few new songs that's outside of the going on. There's a, you know, definitely some new music from artists that I'm definitely digging that we're going to be playing and premiering.
Well, that's what I'm asking about. We got to have that new music. And I don't know, JP, we should be having some new music on Monday, don't we? Hey, JP, put the split down, bro. All right. Yeah, well, we told
you. Hey, man, you know, my bad. The phone was muted. My bad. I was looking at the cards on the phone that was muted. My bad.
Yeah, you was looking at the cards, man. Yeah, the slip was nice. I got you.
No. Real quick, I was going to say, America's going to look like Egypt soon. Everybody's going to be light-skinned looking like Halle Berry soon anyway. So that's why I was saying black people going. Not all black people, but it's going to look like Egypt. They're going to be talking about, yes, brown people were in America, this and that. That's what I'm saying. They're trying to get rid of us anyway, anyhow they can, whether it's amalgamation or whether it's vaccines or dropping bombs from the sky or, you know what I'm saying? Y'all start your own business. If it gets too big, they're not going to like it. They're going to figure a way to take it out. it's not no doomsday scenario, but it's just like that's the truth. That's white supremacy. That's what it is. Like, it ain't no black supremacy right now. Like, it's white supremacy right now. We got to rewind time to get back to the way things. You know what I mean? We have to go back to when everything was still segregated. Because, you know what I mean? Other than that, there's always going to be a snitch. There's always going to be a sellout. Like the black people, your father, rest in peace. The ones he was talking about, they need to start with the snitches. That's who they need to start with, the sellout getting taken out. Not even the silly niggas, just the people that are selling out. Because they're working
across the board,
niggas.
Brother. Across the board. I call them whatever you wish. The snitches, the career criminals, the gangbangers, all of that shit. People who have no sense of upward mobility. They're not trying to do nothing for themselves. They 50 years old. They sagging their pants. They don't own a suit and a tie.
I'm talking about the nigga that got suits and ties. I'm not even talking about that's what I'm saying. Those cats are the least in my word. I'm talking about the people that are running, like the ones that changed the name of a whole people, like Reverend Jackson. Reverend Jackson, you know what I mean? We African Americans, really? Who had a meeting with the elders and said, yes, we're African Americans now? You know what I'm saying? Who told them to flood the borders with all these foreigners? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's beyond our control. That's why I'm not speaking like I hate black people. No, I love black people. But it's beyond our control. Like, we're not in control. We're actually, like Neely Fuller says, we're prisoners of war. That's what we are. We're not white. We're not white people. We're not even foreigners. And foreigners think they got it made till they get over here and find out that they black, they in the black boat now, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, the reason why I can't get behind a lot of the stuff you're saying, the sentiment of what you're saying, is because it's too fatalistic to me. It's like there's no option. It's like there's no option. There's no tomorrow. We're in a sinking boat, and we can't swim. That's what you're saying.
What did Dr. King say? Speaking of fatality, no sleep. What did Dr. King say? He said, oops, I think my dream was a nightmare, and I think I've integrated my people into a burning house. That's what he said.
That's right. Because integration, and I've said this for years, integration was the worst thing that happened to black people. It was the
Agreed.
Worst thing that happened to black people.
Agreed.
All right? Because prior
it happened because of black people selling out their people. That's how it happened. On every level.
All right, go ahead. What happened?
I was just saying those are the people that I have the biggest problem with, because it's like W.E.B. Du Bois and A. Philip Randolph and Edgar Hoover were chasing Garvey out. They were the main pit bull sitting on Garvey. Get this nigga out of here. You know what I'm saying? This brother
because their focus was on integration and not collective work and responsibility. Their focus was on integration. I've already said to you that integration was the worst thing that ever happened to black people. All right?
Hold on a second, brother.
You cannot just blame the leadership. All right? Because the run-of-the-mill black folks was more than happy to leave their institutions, their bus companies, their restaurants, their hotels, and go run, because now they were able to sit next to the white man. All right? Another thing my father used to say, and I'm quite sure that you've heard this before, a lot of Negroes think that the white man's ice is cold. You ever heard that?
I heard that.
All right, and that's our mentality. You could have the same product, but the Negro mentality thinks that the white man is better. That's a big part of our problem too.
Well, I know it sounds like that all the time to me. So,
you know, yeah. I put a post last night. All right, you go back to my page, and I know a lot of people probably have a problem with it. But I was listening to some Tupac, and it dawned on me. See, Tupac, as great of an artist that he was, he said a couple of things that really did us a disservice. And one of the things that he said, it dawned on me why a lot of brothers in the black community move the way they move. All right. He has a line in the song where he says, since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. You're not supposed to get your game from a woman. Woman's game is part of woman's culture. That shit don't fit you.
It is.
That's like you wear a size 34 pants and you trying to get into a 26. That shit don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And the behavior of a lot of men in the different ways they move, it shows that they got their game from a woman. The second thing he said in the same song was, let me see if I can get the quote. Since he can't make one, that a man doesn't have the right to tell a woman when or where to create one. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no, man. Oh, hell no.
Okay, well, I'm glad you don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that at all. And Tupac obviously got his game from a woman because a whole bunch of cats say he was feminine as hell.
Well, there's a whole lot of feminine motherfuckers running around the street, all right? And when I say feminine, that doesn't mean you got to wear a dress. That don't mean you got to talk with a high voice. But the way that you move is indicative that you had no proper male influence in your life.
I know some women are smart. Some women
It has nothing to do with how intelligent they are. It has nothing to do with how much money they have. You could be the smartest person in the world in a particular field, but not be qualified in other instances.
Yeah, but Let me just finish my statement,
then I'll let you talk. There's not.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say, it goes both ways, all right? There's not a woman alive on this planet, including my mother, who was qualified to raise a boy into a man. There's not one man on this planet that's qualified to raise a girl child into a woman. You're not qualified for that. The woman is not qualified for that. And we see the results of it today. They're not qualified. They spent zero time as a man. You can't raise that boy up into a man. You never spent a day as a man. You know nothing about a man's culture. And the same thing is true for a man trying to raise a girl child. There's going to come a time in that girl child's life where she's going to need to be passed off to an older qualified woman, whether it's an aunt or an older cousin or whatever have you, to take her to the next level. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's even the case with when both parents are in the house sometime. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm not gonna argue that, but I don't know, because I've seen some. Sometimes you need extra help. You need mentors, but that's in any case. I think everyone needs some kind of mentor, whether you're with both parents or one. You know what I'm saying? Because these three boys, their father had passed away, and the mother was homeschooling. I mean, these boys were smart as a whip. You know what I mean? I just saw some boys.
It has nothing to see.
Let me finish.
All right, I'm sorry.
Now, like you said, she did have a... You know what I mean? They would hang on me doing music. That's what I was. I was basically their music. I was a homeschool music teacher for this group. But, you know what I mean? I know they had a uncle or a baba, like they called them. They go see her. You know what I'm saying? But I saw them later on. They didn't give me no, like they're trying to change gender. They didn't give me that vibe. Like, mommy makes me want to be a woman or a man. And lastly, real quick, the education industry pushes confusion, gender confusion in particular, and it just gets worse by the second. So, you know what I mean? It's like even though you see a whole lot of people, like between the churches and the agenda for the schools and just the agenda to depopulate the planet, they're just making same sex normal, so no one will have any more children. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I hear exactly what you're saying, but it just goes a little bit more beyond it. I'm finished.
Well, that sounds like the speech of the day right there. I don't even know what to say. I think we're going to have to tune into Dirty Basement tomorrow at 5 and pick up this conversation. That's what I'd be thinking. Is that all right, DJ Sincere?
Well, we might be able to squeeze that in, whoever wants to call it, whatever might be on your mind. You know, I usually have something that I may want to speak about, but of course I open up the phone lines and let my folks, you know, speak about whatever may be on their mind, whatever's going on in their particular neighborhood. Or, you know, there's always some news that's local news. You know, and we can go about things across the board in our community as a whole, so we can support each other in our time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's proper. That's proper right there. So that's what it is. You know, we are going to close out this evening. Thank everybody for joining us this evening and whatnot. And we're going to try to be here again tomorrow night for the original Dirty Basement. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be here again Monday for the Listening Room Philly. We'll be here again Thursday for the Brother and Sister Experience. That's with Mr. Raw and Purple Dread. And I'll be back again on Friday to give you some of whatever I got to give you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. JT, you got anything you want to kiss the people with?
Nah, everything's good. Peace to the planet. Good speaking with you brothers, good reasoning with you brothers. Everybody stay cool. Don't let it get too hot. And when it gets too hot, just simmer it down.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just take a walk. That's what it is. Just happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the day holding it black. And we might be on IG tonight talking about fatherhood. That's what it is. Stay peaceful, people.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to check out tomorrow today, man. Tomorrow today. That's what's up.
Ah, this is the one I know you're waiting for, this one. Oh, my
friend,
I got something to say for you.
Need a think tank, I'm thinking. Need a think tank, I'm thinking. We need a think tank, I'm thinking. Okay, with tender smiles, we bless the child with the love and light and patron saint. Don't let them cry that we denied tomorrow's child today. The need to heal and be, they linger near your marketplace. Will we deny or compromise tomorrow's child today? Sing la 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 li do, la la li do le. Mama loves a mumbo, mama papa sway. La 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 li do, la la li do le. Mama, Papa, thinking about tomorrow today.
Tomorrow today.
Tomorrow today. As rhythms roar, the eagle soar, the ancient lore of a rightful place. Will we ignore or save some for tomorrow's child today? Say, la la la. Mama loves a mambo, mama papa sway. Ha la 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 li, la la li li. Mama papa thinking about tomorrow today. Everybody thinking about tomorrow today. Is anybody thinking about tomorrow today? Is anybody thinking about tomorrow today? Come on.
Mama does a mambo. Mama, papa, swear. La, 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 la. Celebrate and think about tomorrow, today.
Suffering in the streets, in the streets. Our leaders say, let it be, let it be. We the people don't agree. For this suffering, there is no need. But they'll wait until there's a revolution, revolution everywhere. Burning the property. More homeless people lying in the street.
So go get up out your well. Won't you just get stuck in jail?
Show.